About 10,000 aircraft will visit Whitman Field this week, temporarily making it the busiest airport in the world. Home builders have always been the core of the EAA, and hundreds of home-built aircraft are on display. There's a huge variety of home builds, from small, relatively inexpensive and easy-to-build ones to some very sophisticated aircraft. But all the pilots share a love of flying. Kenneth Perkins flew from Olathe, Kansas in his Pietenpol, which was designed in 1929. The wood and fabric plane is powered by a Ford Model A engine. Perkins explained the lure of flying.
I really enjoy it. And I'm more at peace with the world flying than I'm a good pilot, but I'm a terrible driver of car.
A very different airplane was flown from Northport, Texas by John Ross. It's a much newer design, an all-metal two-seater that cruises at more than 200 miles per hour. But the appeal of flying is the same.
The lure of flying is that once you leave the ground, everything changes and you feel like the world is yours. And you look down on it and nothing's quite the same. And from that moment on, you feel as if you should be up there when you're down here.
The EAA's air venture continues through Sunday at Whitman Field in Oshkosh. I'm John Powell for Wisconsin Public Radio.